And right now, let's bring him in, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So you know you're off to a rough start when you're playing Derek Jeter's club. DD gets two home runs and I think goes 3 for 4. Judge goes 3 for 4, raises his batting average, gets a home run. And if you're the big guy that hit 70 home runs last year, you're 0-for.
They played a minor league team.
Yeah.
Who cares what they did?
No,
it's a joke.
No,
they should win every game against them 15-1.
You're missing my point.
No, I know what your point is.
My point is that Stanton can't even hit.
What I've been saying all year, Stanton's an overrated player. Yeah. Overrated. When they play a double-A team and you go 0-for, there's an issue. Maybe he, when he signed his contract, he signed a contract that he'd laid down when they played Miami that everybody else can hit. I don't know. It's a joke, Miami Marlins. Somebody needs to explain to me how the Miami Marlins get to play the Yankees. They're in two different leagues and two different everything. How do they play them?
It's just Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I guess so. Major League Baseball used to be good when the commissioner had the power to veto trades that were not in the best interest of baseball, like when Charlie Finley was dismantling the A's and wanted to send Vita Blue to the Red Sox. That's when baseball was baseball. Nowadays, when you sign these contracts to sign these big players and then you have to get rid of them because you don't want to pay them, oh well. And especially when you send them to a juggernaut like the Yankees.
Well, that's that. Now it's going to the Mets. Their bullpen failed them last night.
Failed them? That's putting it lightly. A 6-1 lead playing against your big rival with three starters out. The guy just struck out 12 and 7 in the third, and you can't get 5 outs. And I was sitting there watching them implode, and at the time it was still 6-3 with a man on first and second. And I'm like, any real team that had a real closer would go to them right now, meaning Familia. Well, if you watched the Met game, you saw why they didn't bring Familia in, and they tried to hold off on him as long as possible. Because like that old rock and roll song, he was throwing fire on gasoline, and David Bowie wasn't even in the house. Awful, awful, awful. And any time when you have your pen that can implode like that, and your closer can't get any outs, you're not a contender.
Yeah,
you're a pretender.
That was a tough one.
Tough. Tough's giving them credit. See what happens tonight. That's going to be real interesting to see what happens tonight because they're still playing an undermanned Washington team that they should be able to beat. Need to see if they do or do the dominoes collapse and the Mets fall apart. Tonight is a big game for the Mets.
All right. I want to go to hockey for a second. Corey Schneider starts for the first time in a long time, and the Devils get a big win.
Yeah, the Devils got a big win last night. He got hurt in the third period and stayed in the game, and the Devils were highly aided last night by some penalties, justifiably called as well. And they turned it around from a 2-1 deficit. They got themselves a 3-2 lead, and then they throw in two empty net goals at the end to make it look a lot more lopsided than it actually was. But that was a must-win for the Devils, and they responded pretty well last night. They get to try to even this up Wednesday. I don't think they have a chance against the Lightning. But they got a game last night in their pocket to their credit. They played well at home, and, you know, it is the it is the NHL where anything could happen. So we'll see. But last night, also in hockey, the Sharks pummeled the Ducks 8-1. That series is over. Toronto won a tough game against Boston to get back into it, down 2-1. And Colorado surprisingly beat Nashville 5-3 last night to get back into that 2-1. Tonight, Washington looks to continue to be swept against the Blue Jackets. They're down 2-0 going to Ohio. Things look bleak for Washington. And Vegas looks to end the series to be the first one to end the series in this part of the playoffs as they go to L.A. They are in L.A., and they look to sweep the Kings.
All right. Where else do you want to go in sports?
No, we can go back to the Mets if you want.
Yeah.
That was just atrocious last night. They got a little injury going on with Bruce. DeGrom just pitched a great game last night against an undermanned Washington team the way that he should. And to his credit, the manager tried to give him as much rope as he can to go the eight-inning distance. He just gave up two hits, did the right thing, went to his bullpen, who's a little bit taxed. You know, the way that they use these relievers, they're prima donnas made of butter in a scalding heat wave. They fall apart cheaper than a cheap suit. A lot of these guys are starting to get arm-weary already, and they've only played 15, 16 games. Lugo looks like his arm is dead. A couple other ones couldn't find the plate. This is professional baseball, folks. This isn't the Washington Park Little League. These guys are getting paid to throw strikes, and they can't do it. That was a pitiful performance by the Mets. And, you know, for all that the good the bullpen did, you can throw them a bone last night, but I can't because the entire pen was ineffective, and your big closer, who's supposed to be the savior of these things, looked god-awful. And you can come as close as you want tonight to a big game early in the season, because with the modern-day athletes and their fragile psyche, and everybody has three psychiatrists, you got to see what happens with the Mets tonight. It is a big game for them. If they show up tonight and they get lambasted by Washington, the wheels can come off the Mets bus real quick.
Well, we'll see. You hope that that's not the case.
Oh, of course not. Yeah. You hope it's not the case. You hope that these guys are professionals and they can handle themselves and get back into this. And going back to the Yankee game, my God, how bad are the Marlins? The Yankees got 15 hits, and not only did they get 15 hits, they got eight walks. Eight walks in an eight-inning at-bat game for the Yankees. That's terrible. This team stinks.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
And you hear all of these guys, the Yankee announcers, well, the Marlins and Derek Jeter are following the Astros' blueprint. How many teams have been successful like the Astros? Last time I checked, it was one, the Astros.
Yeah, that's right.
Who says that model works? Because one team did it and worked. You're going to do the same thing? Right now, the Marlins, I said they're a double-A team. They're a glorified single-A team. They stink.
Right. Well, with that being said, Mike, we'll check with you tomorrow.
I'll be here.
All right, take care.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.